You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today the show is brought to you by theluxurybell.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line, Cindy Blay, who is the founder of Functional Wearables. Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Of course. I'm good. And I'm so excited to have you on. I think your product is absolutely amazing, as I have one myself and I use it regularly. So I definitely want to talk about your background. I mean, how did you get involved in the fitness industry to begin with?
You know, it was never really a plan of mine to become involved in the fitness industry. I didn't, you know, study kinesiology or anything like that in school. But when Zumba came out, I think I discovered Zumba like about seven or eight years ago. I went to my first Zumba class and I just fell in love with it. So a few years after going to my first class, I became certified as an instructor. And I loved teaching so much. Even though I only teach a couple of times a week, it's still, you know, a big part of my life. And I noticed at the gym that I was teaching at that a lot of people were having phenomenal results because of their Fitbits. So that's why I got one myself, and that's how Functional Wearables all started.
Love it. So for audience members who don't know what Functional Wearables is, it's kind of a fun way to dress up your fitness wear, right?
Exactly, yes. So Functional Wearables is jewelry specifically made to, most of them conceal completely, some of them conceal almost completely, but it's a way to wear your activity tracker in like a dressy environment or a corporate environment, so that way you're not just wearing like a rubber band that can kind of detract and take away from your look.
Absolutely. I love it. And you know, one thing I did want to talk about with you on air is I never noticed that there are like neck activewear stuff, because I noticed you guys have necklaces too. So can we talk about that a little bit? Like, what do you wear around your neck under the actual like necklace accessory that you have?
Right. When the Fitbit Flex came out, that really kind of took the world by storm. And that's the first, when I started designing, it was exclusively for the Fitbit Flex. That was the first Fitbit that I got. And we can conceal that anywhere from the neck to the waist. It is guaranteed to, you know, record your steps the same way, actually. So necklaces will have a little silicone pouch, or it's technically made out of VersaFlex, and you can just slide the little Fitbit Flex tracker right in and out.
Love it. That's so awesome. So it's like you can wear a full outfit of fitness products, but with your accessories over them, so you would have no idea that you're wearing them.
That's exactly. So cool. And the necklaces are really great when you're shopping for someone as a gift. It's hard to know, you know, what a person's wrist size are, because, you know, even if a person is small, maybe they have, you know, thicker wrists, et cetera. So necklaces are really ideal to give as gifts for somebody with a Fitbit Flex, because you don't have, there's not so much guesswork in getting the size right.
So true. That's a very, very good point, right? Because you never know, like, the right size of the wrist. Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly. I personally love the necklaces, maybe even more than the bracelets, because I just forget I even have them on. But surprisingly to me, before I started, I was thinking the necklaces would be more popular. The bracelets sell much better, actually.
That's so interesting. I wonder if it's because Fitbits right now, like active bracelets, are more popular. I'm wondering if that's what that is.
Yeah. I've read studies that say people just trust it more on their wrists. So I think that's probably a big part of it. And of course, now the Fitbit Charge HR is the best-selling activity tracker on the market. And unlike Fitbit Flex, that cannot be taken apart. So that for that particular activity tracker, we only sell bracelets.
So cool. Oh my God, I just love your product. I think it's so awesome. So how did you figure out, like, regarding sizing, like how to fit it properly and all that stuff?
I work closely with an engineer who's also in San Diego, California, where I live. And we just did, you know, a lot of trial and error, and he helped me come up with a device that actually, he's helped me come up with two devices. The first one was for the Fitbit Flex, and the second one, we call it a multi-activity tracker device, because it actually is compatible with not just the Fitbit Charge and Fitbit Charge HR, but pretty much any activity tracker. So we really wanted to come up with a versatile product. And so any of our bracelets with this multi-activity tracker device inside, we call it our Universal Collection. They work with like the Misfit Flash, the Jawbone Up, the Jawbone Move, the Garmin Vivo Fit, Vivo Smart. So it's really great, especially, again, if you're shopping for a gift and you know somebody has an activity tracker, but you're not quite sure which one they have, you can get them something from this collection and you're pretty safe. It'll work.
That's so awesome. Now, of course, I definitely want to talk about your new partnerships with Best Buy and Kohl's. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, they're brand new, so we're not, you know, featured quite on them just yet, but should be very shortly.
That's so exciting. Congratulations. So it's going to be bracelets, like your whole product line pretty much, or is there a specific product line that will be in there?
It is going to be, at least for Best Buy, I know they're taking on about 25 products.
That's great. That's so great. So what's your favorite functional wearable?
Favorite? Oh, that is a tough choice. I probably find myself wearing the Marissa bangle the most. It just, you know, fits me perfectly, and it's very simple, sleek bangle.
Yeah, I personally love the Marissa too, because I love how you can wear it from day to night. It's just a great wear. So Cindy, who would you say is somebody you really admire and really inspired you to get your business going as an entrepreneur?
Well, when I got the Fitbit, I think I had it for probably about a month or two when I started thinking, like, there has to be some better way to wear this. You know, I was, at the time I was single and going out a lot, and it just, I loved having the Fitbit, but it just really, I felt like took away from my outfits. So I started thinking, you know, what I could do. And I, although I have some experience in jewelry design, I really didn't have like any idea how I would, you know, hold a little Fitbit Flex tracker. So I started thinking about who I could call, and my Aunt Christina, who lives in Connecticut, actually came to mind. And so she was so great. She flew down to San Diego and stayed with me for, you know, a week or two. And she taught me how to sew and just was really instrumental in coming up with a design for making the jewelry work. She has a background in, not only is she an amazing sewer and quilter, but she also has a degree in ergonomics. So this was like really right up her alley.
That's so fun. I love how family members can really influence you to take you like a step further. That support system is so important, you know?
It is. Yeah. I never probably would have even started if it wasn't for her.
That's so great. Oh, I'm sure she's so happy to hear that. I love those things. That's awesome.
Yes.
So, you know, as an entrepreneur, I want to talk about your background. So you're originally from DC, right?
That's right. I was born in DC. I grew up in Virginia, right outside of DC.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then what influenced you to, you know, relocate to California?
I just, you know, DC is an amazing place to live. It's will always be one of my favorite cities, but the weather there is just, you know, super hot, humid summers and, you know, wintry, cold winters.
Oh, I know. I'm an East Coast person. I know.
You know. Yeah, that's right. You're from New York, right?
I'm from New York, yeah, but I live in Boston now, so I'm actually colder than that.
Yeah, I know. You're probably thinking I'm a big wimp for complaining about D.C., but I love the warm weather and the sunshine. So it was either going to be California or Florida, but one trip to San Diego, and I fell in love.
That's so awesome. So did you launch your business there, your first business?
That's right, yeah. It was 2010. I started Global V Fitness, and that came about because I was teaching Zumba, and people kept approaching me. They wanted Zumba clothes, and at the time they were pretty hard to get or pretty expensive, etc. So they had a wholesale program for instructors that I got involved with, and it just took off from there. I started selling internationally and did really well my first year.
That's so awesome. So what inspired you to become an entrepreneur, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, you know, it was not something I really set out to do, honestly. It just kind of happened.
That's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. I love it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, once you work for yourself, it's really spoiled you.
Absolutely.
You don't ever want to work for anyone else again.
Understandable. Well, you've created two really successful businesses, so congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
How old is Functional Wearables at this point? When did you launch?
We had our first sale in June of 2013.
Awesome. And what was the first sale? What was
That was 2014.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, we had, at the time I was just like picking up like little craft supplies. They were just, you know, one of a kind basically in the very beginning. And then I kind of did that for a little while, found out like what was selling, you know, what people gravitated towards. And then I started hooking up with the manufacturer who produces part of the goods in Hong Kong, and then they're all finished, though, here at our warehouse in San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what is the most popular seller right now for bracelets?
The Kate bracelet is probably our number one top seller now. It's a great bracelet. It comes in two different styles. You can either wear it as a triple wrap bracelet, you know, which is very trendy and in right now, or we also have the single strap with studs, which is really cute. And they're both really lightweight and comfortable. So I think people gravitate towards them so much because they just they're kind of like a watch look. So they really match any outfit and are great to wear day after day.
Right. So dress up or dress down, you could wear it all day kind of
thing. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have, they've been so popular that we are actually, right now they're available in black with silver and brown with gold, but we have a bunch of new colors coming out. They'll be here at the end of March. We have the rose gold with beige, and I think it's navy with blue, or no, I'm sorry, navy with brushed gold. So some really pretty new variations.
Love it. That's so like spring into summer colors. That's so nice.
Exactly.
Perfect
yeah.
Timing
they're available for pre-sale now at a reduced price.
Great. Everybody's got to get on board for that, right?
Right.
That exactly. Sounds awesome. So what are some goals you have for the company as it continues to grow? Where do you see it going in the next few years?
You know, it's kind of hard to answer that question because the wearables industry is just changing so incredibly quickly. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve. And I think with the mat device that I was telling you about earlier, the bracelets that work with like any kind of activity tracker, I think that should be relevant for, you know, at least another year or two. And right now my main focus is expanding into retail stores.
Right.
So yeah, so I just have my fingers crossed that goes well.
Yeah, that's so great. I hope so too. I mean, Best Buy and Kohl's is definitely an awesome start. So that's great.
Thank you.
Of course. So, Cindy, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Oh, yes. So, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let's see. Pinterest. I should do more on Pinterest. Let's see. But, yeah, mainly Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect.
And Twitter is Functional Wear, and everywhere else is Functional Wearables.
Perfect. All right, guys, be sure to follow and get mm-hmm. the latest updates and purchase some functional wearables.
And I should mention that it's functional with a K.
Oh, yes. Very good point.
Right.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, because most people spell it with a C. That's like the common way.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And we are sold on Amazon, eBay, Open Sky, Bonanza, a few more places as well. And we are in quite a few small boutiques across the country as well.
That's awesome. And then what about your main website?
Right, yes, functionalwearables.com. And I wanted to give everybody a little code so they can take 10% off their purchase. If they just enter 10OFF when they check out, that'll give them a 10% discount.
Awesome. Gotta love saving a dollar or two, right? Thank you so much.
Right.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, Cindy, it's been so awesome to have you. You really inspired me today, as I'm sure you inspired my guests.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And everybody, be sure to check out Functional Wearables and use that code to get some awesome products. And
great.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Check out The Social Scene radio show and blog on the Green Pill blog today. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.